Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our metaphysics, and in the politics of the world around us. We see it as the uniting communicative language. Now, this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where we have about a foot and a half, almost 2 feet of snow outside, and it's still snowing. But I gather it's nothing compared to Erie, Pennsylvania, which has over 5 feet of snow. We are going to talk about the year ahead. I know that my two co-hosts, Mark Woltz, is out with a sore throat, and Ann Ortley is off visiting family. So I think it's just myself tonight. If you want to call in later, I'm going to be doing this a little bit differently because this is about New Year's Eve. We're going to talk a little bit about the year ahead, also about this week, but about the year ahead. And I'd like to hear from you any astrological thoughts that you have on the coming year. If you follow astrology, and if you don't, we're going to do quick questions tonight rather than go into heavy depth so that we can get more people if they so choose. The number to call in is 347-215-8881. And call in and raise your hand by hitting 1, and we will know to answer your call. So tonight, here we are on December 27th, in between the holidays, and the Sun in Capricorn, Venus in Capricorn, Saturn has just entered Capricorn, Mercury is still in Sagittarius, allowing us to communicate and move and think and respond. It's still just picking up speed after having turned retrograde a few days before Christmas. It'll be out of its shadow after the first week of January. And the moon is in Aries tonight. It just conjunct Uranus this afternoon. While moon was conjunct Uranus, I had my house being rewired and replumbed this afternoon. It was very loud here. It was very funny, quite literal, this description of a Moon-Uranus conjunction. But maybe you hunger to do something new or fresh or exciting or different today than you normally have. That Moon-Uranus conjunction can do that. It can stir up our desire for something completely different, but make it hard to settle in and do things an ordinary way. Good for exciting projects, tricky for the slowing down. Now, it's interesting with Moon conjunct with Saturn has just entered Capricorn for the next 2.5 years, and it will be there through the next election. And it happens, you know, Saturn is on a roughly every 28-year cycle, a little bit more than that. So it's been a while since Saturn was last in Capricorn. And the process, it's in its own sign. But you may have felt it this week as the Saturn and the Sun went into Capricorn almost the same time. And now it's time to get to work. Saturn is out of Sagittarius. We're not playing around. It's now time to get to work. One of the things that I noticed as Saturn moved into Saturn is about bones, teeth, structure, traditions, personal authority. We're heading into a conjunction between Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter, all in Capricorn around the next election. And we will see both the patriarchal energy get more intense and the resistance to it growing stronger over the next 2 years. As I've said before, Pluto is back at the point where it was around the time of the Boston Tea Party, right before the American Revolution. Hasn't been there since. And the question of, we look at the abuse of power, because Pluto refers to power, and Saturn asks for it to be formalized or structured. We see the abuse of power turn into an effort to empower the people that's founded our country. And I think we're going to be seeing that as a key issue for the next 2 years, until that Saturn-Pluto conjunction around the next presidential election. We also have coming in the, just as the new year begins, as we're talking January 1st, 2018, we will, there's a Jupiter is approaching a conjunction to Mars that will be exact during that first week of January. We can see it now in the morning skies. We're already feeling it. It's a Jupiter-Mars conjunction in Scorpio. It plays hardball. So you're going to see competitive, you know, any competitive sports around the New Year's should be rocking. But also notice that we need to compete with our personal best. That when things are good, this gives us muscular energy, emotional energy, ability to concentrate on the projects that we've just begun. When it goes bad, there's a lot of fuel for an argument or a war or the resistance. So watch that Jupiter Mars. Choose how you want to use it. There may be a need for you to step back from others and go inside, to take a deep breath between now and about January 3rd. During this time, the moon goes into Leo around January 3rd, and it begins to pull us out of a very internal holiday time. This is an important reassessment time, a time to kind of go in there, think through our life, and decide how we want to empower ourselves. And look at how power is being brokered around the world. You'll see this in about 8 days from now. That's that first week of January, as the Sun conjuncts Pluto while Mars conjuncts Jupiter. You may find it in sibling rivalries and intensity, but that's okay. That's a good way of getting it out. Just see if you can keep it constructive, that use rivalries as a way of challenging you to your personal best. Now, that Saturn in Capricorn asks us to get to work. Like I mentioned, to get to work on our political ambitions, get to work on our personal projects, get to work on all that we do. So you, in, we, here at our house, we started some building projects. Almost right on schedule as soon as Saturn entered Capricorn. So for the next 2.5 years, what do you want to build? What new habits do you want to build? What parts of your personal authority do you want to grow? How do you want to manifest yourself in a solid and concrete way and manifest your work? Kick it into gear now. Put the structures in place. You know, it's like waking up from the Mercury retrograde. It's time for me to update my website. Don't look at it this week. Try it next week. It's time for us to get the systems in our life in place and functioning, and to start working with people who are building systems that can help us make positive changes in the world. Now, on New Year's Eve, the moon will be in Gemini most of the night. Bubbly, talkative, outgoing, connected, good for fireworks and parties. But the moon goes into Cancer almost right after midnight. So you might find that as soon as the quirks pop, we want to go home. And go home and go inside. Now, that moon is going to be opposed to Sun and Pluto. So the first 2 days of January, we're heading into a new moon, a full moon in emotional Cancer, and be looking at the difference in our life between what we feel about, what are our emotional priorities, what are our home priorities, and what are our work or structural priorities, and how can we balance the two. So look at those and figure out how you can use that energy well. Then the we won't really be back to work on the 2nd. We're still working on that balance. But on the 3rd of January, as the moon heads into Leo, find that people will come out of their caves and start making overtures, connecting, and getting the PR ready for the next launch. There is an ambitious beginning as Jupiter-Mars conjunct. We have plans. We have places to go, things to do. And if we don't have plans, we're going to be searching for them. And this process may be asking us to really reassess our dreams as Mars trines Neptune and ask us to dissolve our old ambitions and dream up new ones, to really spend our time by the fire tonight imagining where we want to go and how we can get there, really letting it be juicy into the future. But that may mean that we have to let go of some angers or frustrations that just take up, they may be valid, but they take up too much room in our emotional zeitgeist. And it's time to let them go so we can move forward. So look at this. All next year, Neptune's going to be an important part of the process. Neptune at Jupiter is moving in, going back and forth, trining Neptune. It's already done it once. It's going to come back and hit it another time. And that is, you know, the beauty of that is looking for a spiritual search, looking for our intuition, igniting our creative process on a good day. On a bad day is we can't tell what is our imagination and what's our intuition, that there will be too much around the world of lies, deceit, self-deception, wishful thinking, or paranoia, and it will be hard to perceive the truth. Now, we need magic. Well, it's a hungry time for magic, but it's also time to make things happen. There's an interesting piece recently that the Dalai Lama, if you YouTube it, on anger, said, you know, for thousands of years, we have been praying to end war, to end violence, to end anger, and it hasn't done anything. It hasn't done enough. It's not something you can't pray to God for that because God didn't cause the wars. Humans did, and humans have to do something to change that. So it asks us, I don't think it's not praying, it's visioning, praying, and then following it up with concrete action. Together they make the magic. That's the old Arab saying, trust in Allah, but tie up your camel. And that action and intention together is where we make purpose. And so keep that in mind for the following year. How can you reignite your imagination, your belief that things could be better? The possibilities are endless, even in the face of the illusion of oppression. And how do we learn to see through lies? Through our own wishful thinking and through the illusion and delusion that is in the world around us. Because there will be lots of it. Jupiter makes lots. Neptune can be illusion this year. It also asks us to keep an eye on water quality and water issues all year long, because as we treat the waters of the world, so we treat our souls, our imagination, and our collective unconscious. Now, I see one person on the line with a question, and another person hasn't raised their hand. Remember, make sure to hit one if you want to be called upon. And hello, 863, you're on the air. Did you have a comment about the year ahead or a question that you'd like to ask?
Yes, hi, Heather. Happy holidays and happy new year to you.
Thank you.
I actually do have a question regarding the year ahead. My birthday is May 17, 1975. Mm-hmm. I was born in the Bronx at 1:17 a.m.
1:17 a.m. Bronx, New York. And what's your question?
Yeah. Well, I'm at the stage right now in my life where I'm moving forward and I'm single at this time. But I'm just wondering if there's any, do you see any change in that? I seem to kind of like reflect on my ex.
Change in relationship patterns? Is that what you're asking about in particular? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not quite ready to be in a relationship, but I would like to have, like, you know, some options.
You're
so
familiar. You love romance. You're not ready to be partnered, but you love romance. Now, and so your progressed moon is in Pisces. You're feeling sensitive. You'd like to have more of a personal life than you had. In about 2 years, it looks like you're going to get really busy in work. So, have your personal enjoy dating now.
Okay.
What, you know, it looks like you don't quite believe that can negotiate for yourself in a relationship. Like, either you accept what they want to get your emotional needs met, or you have to go your own way. Do you think that could be a problem?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And so I'd like you to practice negotiating for your needs. Like, I hear that that's what you need. You're feeling like Italian food. I'm really feeling the need for Chinese food tonight. Can we eat Chinese tonight and Italian tomorrow? Or can we go someplace that has a mix of foods? Can you know? So you always, you know, practice on the little things, because it looks like you grew up in a family where, you know, either you're in or you're out, either they liked you or they didn't, and that you saw people, you didn't see people resolve their differences. And,
very true.
And so, you know, your feeling is, if I want to get my needs met and I want to do things my way, because you have a strong willpower, then I have to be alone. And so, and if you leave it up to, I'm going to do it my way, or I'm going to, and be alone, or I'm going to have to do it their way, you'll always choose being alone. And you'll choose people who are sort of self-involved and not really able to see you, so that you get a little privacy. And I want you, learn to work it out, you'll be able to be drawn to people that are big personalities, because you like them like that, but not somebody who is incapable of seeing what you need or negotiating with you for it.
Yeah, so that sounds about right.
Okay, so we want you to kind of practice that. In about 2 years, your progressed sun conjuncts Venus, and I would be very surprised. And about the same time, your progressed moon will be conjuncting your natal Mars. I'd be very surprised if you were not in a relationship around that time. So that's, you know, starting in about 18 months. So it doesn't mean you don't, you know, you could meet the perfect person tomorrow and just practice with them and then make a decision to be in a longer term relationship in a year and a half. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely between now and then, but I would say focus on, think about the characteristics of the relationship that you want and practice those with friends, with dates. Like, you know, what matters is that it's done in a way that you could imagine investing in for the long haul, rather than you get to keep the person or not. Like, you know, the relationship, how you relate is more important than who you're relating to at the moment, because you're just kind of warming up. Because your work looks like it, you know, your community and your work will kind of take some focus for you right now. And you
can
practice.
I'm kind of happy about that, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I'd say right now you practice, how do you meet your needs and the needs of your community, so that it's not like, you know, you can get involved in things but not be subsumed by it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. That does make sense.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody, with this Jupiter-Neptune trine, our boundaries are a little squishy right now. But our backbone is strong. So it's not a matter of keeping people out. It's remembering what we need. You know, if we're picking up a little extra, we're feeling a little soft, we don't want to argue, or we do. But instead of forming a stronger shell, feel that center, like, where is my spine? What do I need here? I hear what they need, what do I need? And then let me find a balance between those two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's safe to have softer boundaries if we have our feet firmly planted and our spine strong. Otherwise, it has to be all power to the force field to keep, you know, people from invading you. But they won't if you hold your ground strongly.
And do you think you see that because of, I was in a really long-term relationship, like from the age of 18 to like 30 something, like a really long relationship. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And had children. It was at the time. And then had children with them. And now the separation part is kind of challenging for me. We've been separated for a while, but it's still challenging.
How long?
Kind of moved on. Well, I moved out like 3 years ago, but it was a hard move. It was very stressful. And, you know, I don't think it was
It's still hard for you. You're such a loyal person that if there had been any way to keep it, you would have. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got into that relationship when you were so young that you hadn't really formed your sense of self.
That is true.
And so as you're forming your sense of self now, you're going to be able to step into a healthier place. What would you say were some of the key problems in that the end of that relationship?
Trying to keep the peace. There was a lot of controlling issues. You know, I wanted a quiet house, and it was just, you know, there was a lot of tension because of...
Like, everything was fine as long as you did everything he wanted, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you know,
what I meant about...
It was imbalanced, yeah.
It wasn't balanced, and it, and part of it was because you trained him badly. You know,
wow.
In that, for the first eight years... What, you know, you kind of let him set the pace.
That's very true.
But then
true.
You matured. And as you matured, and as you hit, you know, went through your Saturn, your first Saturn return, I don't think it worked for you to make it all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you knew how to negotiate. Because I think in your family of origin, it also was, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And he was uncomfortable with that process.
Mm.
So this is hard on you. And you're beginning to find yourself. How is he being about co-parenting?
I try not to interact with that individual actually that much. You know, he's moved on.
Because he got really angry that you had developed independence.
Yes, he did get very angry.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. It was kind of scary. He did get very angry.
Yeah.
And the longer, towards the end, it almost got physical, and that's when I really knew that I had to leave. Because I, you know.
Right.
It was tough. It was tough to leave my children. So they're with him for the most part, and they visit me. It's like
they're coming back.
Role.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think I see that as what happens in about 2 years, too.
Mm.
But this is really your time that, you know, you're 18 again.
It feels that way.
That, you know, you're at that place where you got to trust you first.
Yeah.
You got to listen to what you need and think about how you would like to be treated in a relationship and treat yourself that way. Until you have the habits and can help train any new relationship to be with you. You know, like, this is what I need, so they know.
Right.
And just know that it can be very, very different. It looks like You know what I said before about being drawn to strong personalities? You are.
Yeah.
And, but I think he was, what you have to watch out for is being drawn to narcissists with Leo in your seventh house cusp. And I would call him that.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be good for you to read up on narcissists and to notice so that you can notice the signals because, you know, like our president, they, to some people can, they sometimes they can be charming.
Right.
But it's never about anybody else but them.
I see that now that we're separated. I didn't see it too much back then. Like, I think I fostered it. You know, I kind of was like, oh, because there were self-esteem issues there, so I was fostering it. Like, okay, it's okay. To, but then it's like created this monster. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. And again, it'll be so much easier once they, once you've kind of built up your internal world. Really, the next couple of years is about treating yourself the way you would like to be treated. Buy yourself flowers.
Right.
Take yourself exciting places, even if it's just down the corner and back again. You know, really come to ask yourself daily, what do I need? What do I feel?
Okay.
You know, you're supposed to be really sensitive. And in about 2 years, your progressed moon, first it conjuncts Mars, then it goes into Aries. And you're going to be kicking butt and making the world happen. But the next 2 years is all about hearing your own feelings.
Okay.
And being involved, making friends. It's safe for you right now to work in organizations and develop friendships that you have things in common with, whether it's other parents or political parties or spiritual path, to develop relationships in a group where it's not so one-on-one, where you're still practicing learning to hear yourself in the group.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to settle into the relationship, it will be much easier for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Heather. I really, really appreciate this insightful reading tonight. It's just, I'll listen to it again when we disconnect. I'll listen.
Good.
Again.
And good luck on all of this.
Thank you.
I think you are just blossoming. Okay?
Thank you.
I really do.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing you well into the next year. And I'll say goodbye now. And we'll take care.
Take care, Heather. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And now, for everybody else, one of the other things that I want to bring up about the next year, during 2018, Uranus dips into Taurus in May through the summer, and then goes back into Aries and then into Taurus. Now, last time it was in Taurus, we developed the New Deal because we were in such financial disasters. So our finances the economy may go all over the place, but we're looking to build changes that bring new stability. That's on our personal finances and as a country. So there's some exciting possibilities and a lot of work called for us in the next year. Please use the next week to really reassess your goals. See if you need to let go of some of them. Notice where you're holding energy and anger that you can release so you can create more vision and more room. And, you know, living well is the best revenge. Running a good campaign is the best revenge. Keep moving forward to build the systems that will take you where you need to go and where our country needs to go in the year ahead. I hope you have a wonderful and safe New Year's Eve. Jupiter conjunct Mars can make it a little more accident prone, so I just ask you to be extra careful. Have a wonderful evening. Nurture yourselves. Nurture one another on the New Year's Day. take care.